Right. I'm here again. Good morning. God is good. All the time, God is good. Amen. God is a good God. Right. For those who are not here, we're going through the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians. Stephen preaching division and sex, and Jeff. Also, Stephen preaching food, worship, gathering, and now I am preaching on the resurrection. I'm preaching on the resurrection this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Right. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I wouldn't read the entire chapter, but as the scriptures say, we will read a bit here, there, and everywhere. All right? Here a little, there a little. But I pray, God, that you will get the message. What was going on in Corinthians? Well, some brothers were denying Christ's bodily resurrection. And my question to you this morning, is anybody in here who doesn't believe in the resurrection of Jesus? If not, why? Why? Let me let you into this truth. If there is no resurrection of Jesus, there is no forgiveness of sin, and there is no hope of eternal life. So, what are we doing here? Let us go home, eat and drink, as they say, and be merry, and die. That's how the world thinks. But that is not so. According to 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 to 4, Paul had to remind the brothers there. And this is what Paul says. Brothers, Paul reminded the brothers of the gospel he preached to them, which they received and on which they have taken their stand. Paul also reminded the brothers that by this gospel they are saved. If you hold firmly to the word I preach to you, you say otherwise, you believe in vain. So, the first thing, Paul reminded them about the gospel he preached to them, which they receive and on which they take their stand. You remind them also that by this gospel, they are saved. And by this gospel, we are saved. The same gospel that these people were saved by, the same gospel we are saved by. And the same gospel I'm preaching to you this morning. And if you don't believe otherwise, it's in vain. You're wasting your time. You're wasting your time coming here. So what is the gospel? The gospel is the good news that God is restoring our broken lives through the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We need to understand the importance and the meaning of the resurrection. It is the greatest event in the human life, and without it, there is no salvation, no forgiveness of sin, and no hope of eternal life. What happened then? We're hopeless. We're hopeless. And we're wasting our time coming here, Sunday after Sunday, doing what? Something meaningless? You might as well go home and find something better to do. But that is not the case. So that's why Paul had to address this situation before it gets out of hand. In verses 12 to 20, Paul makes his defense. And this is what Paul says. Now, if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain. I'm going home. And your faith is in vain. Why do I believe in Jesus? We are even found to be misrepresenting God because we testify about God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sin. Well, I'll tell you the truth. I'm not in my sin. I've been forgiven. Hallelujah. Then those also who are falling asleep in Christ have perished. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. Oh, that's sad. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead. Hallelujah. The first fruit of those who are falling asleep. Hallelujah. Thank God that Jesus is alive. Why he's alive? Yeah? Why he's alive? I'm here this morning. You're here this morning. He woke me up this morning. He set me on my way. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. So clearly, those who deny the resurrection of Jesus Christ are denying the Christian faith altogether. They are false witnesses who spoke against God and his word. Their faith is worthless. They are not authentic Christian, an authentic me, not genuine, not original, and they're not real. They're not real people. If you're denying the resurrection, you're not genuine, you're not original, and you're not real. So you need to think again. But we are real. I do hope so. Because we believe in the resurrection. Because Jesus is alive. He's not dead. You'll find Buddha in the tomb. You'll find Buddha, Muhammad. You'll find him in the tomb. But you wouldn't find Jesus in the tomb. Jesus is alive. He's risen. He's sitting at the right hand of God. He's making intercession for you. And he's making intercession for me. And for everybody else. Amen? Amen. I have 4 points to tell us what the resurrection offers us as believers. And my first point is, the resurrection of Jesus Christ proves the gospel to be true. You believe that? The resurrection of Jesus Christ proves the gospel to be true. The fact that Jesus is alive today means that he is able to save today, not tomorrow. He's able to save today. This was a major argument of Paul in 1 Corinthians 15, where he defends the truth of the resurrection by explaining the whole Christian gospel depends on it. Paul explained that the resurrection is not only a fundamental part of the gospel, but it is the glue that holds every part of the gospel together. Without it, Christians are believing in vain and are without hope. We are hopeless. we are hopeless without the resurrection. But since Christ has been raised, we have hope of having our sins forgiven, being made right in the sight of God, and having eternal life through Christ. Amen. Amen. And my second point is, the resurrection of Jesus Christ shows that Jesus defeated death. Hallelujah. Death is the enemy of mankind, and the just punishment for each person's individual sins, according to Romans 6:23, that says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life." So the mortality rate is and will always be 100%. No amount of effort, medical technology, power, or riches can escape the clutches of death. That is sure. That is sure. Right? Because of sin. That is sure. But I have good news. Christ rose from the dead because death could no longer hold him. And we no longer have to fear death because Christ has triumphed over it. Death is no longer an enemy for the believers because in Christ we no longer have to fear death. We no longer have to fear the punishment that comes after death because Christ rose from the dead. And my third point is, the resurrection of Jesus Christ gave Christians a living hope. Hear that? The resurrection of Jesus Christ gives Christians a living hope. Being forgiven of our sins and justified before God, it gives Christians tremendous hope. Justification means to be right in the sight of God. Christians are changed from being an enemy of God, bound for hell, to becoming a forgiven son of God with an eternal inheritance in heaven that can never be taken away. Isn't that good news? Isn't that good news? And this is what 1 Peter 1:3-4 says. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope. Hallelujah. Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you and for me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And that only could be done through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. My fourth point. The resurrection of Jesus Christ means that we will be raised like him. Hallelujah. The resurrection of Jesus Christ means that we will be raised like him. Christ described as the first fruit of the resurrection from the dead, meaning that his resurrection is a precursor to the resurrection that all believers will have. Precursor means a forerunner. Just like John the Baptist was the forerunner of Jesus, Jesus is our forerunner. Because through Jesus' resurrection, it enabled us that we can be resurrected. Right? It allows us to be resurrected. So Jesus is our forerunner through the resurrection. So we have hope in a resurrection. We will be resurrected after that. We wouldn't stay in the grave. First Corinthians 15:20-22 says, but in fact Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruit of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. Amen. Christian will enjoy the resurrected life just like Christ did, with glorified bodies, raised in power, just as the scripture says. So it is with the resurrection of the dead. What is sown is perishable. What is raised is imperishable. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. So we will have a new body because we will be resurrected. And we will have a new body, a glorified body, not a body that's prone to sickness and disease. We may suffer in this life with many pains and many illnesses. But in the life to come, we will not suffer, but enjoy the perfect bodies we have always long for. You long for a perfect body, or you still love this body? But one day we're going to put this body away, and we long for that glorified body, that body that isn't prone to any sicknesses, any disease, a body that will never die, a body that will live forever. Even song enthusiastic. You want a new body? Yes. Don't you want an old body? Amen. Give God the glory. Hallelujah. There will be a resurrection of both the righteous and the unrighteous. Right? There will be a resurrection of both the righteous and the unrighteous. The resurrection is imminent for both believers and non-believers. We can deny it, but it is impossible to stop it. It will happen. It doesn't matter what people think. It doesn't matter what people say. We can't stop it from happening. There will be a resurrection because Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. So there is a resurrection of both the righteous and the unrighteous. John 5, 28 to 29 says, "Don't marvel at this. Don't be surprised at this." So if you're being surprised that there will be a resurrection, let me let you into this. There will be a resurrection. And don't be surprised at it. Don't marvel at it. Right? Because there will be one. Do not marvel at this. For an hour is coming when all who are in the tombs, listen to this, when all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment. I didn't say that. I'm just repeating what the scriptures say. So there will be a resurrection. So I will say this to you, brothers. Let us be careful who influence our life, and be careful what and who we listen to. The reason behind it, some may influence us in ways that contrary to God's truth. The devil uses people to deceive us from believing God's truth. Right? A And I use this scripture from 1 Corinthians 15. And this is what he said, because these guys were disputing about the resurrection. And then, you know, you want to spread the wrong news, it will cause chaos. And it will cause people to go in the wrong direction. So Paul challenged them. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, 33 to 34, "Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals. Wake up from your drunken stupor, as is right, and do not go on sinning. For some have no knowledge of God. I say this to your shame." Pity you. "But let us don't be deceived by anyone or anybody. Jesus is alive. He's alive today. He's in heaven, sitting at the right hand of God, making intercession for each and every one of us. The resurrection of Jesus means that Christ will judge the world in righteousness, according to Acts 17, 30 to 31. And this is what it says: "The time of ignorance God overlooked, but now, can you listen in ears? But now, He commands all people everywhere to repent, because He has fixed a day on which He will judge the world in righteousness," not in unfairness, "in righteousness, by a man whom He has appointed, and of this He has given assurance to all by raising Him from the dead." Hallelujah. "All of the world will one day be judged for the things they have done and be held accountable before God's law. Some will be rewarded and some will face the condemnation of God and going to hell." Sad. But that is why we're here today, to make that plea, to warn people, to encourage people, and to tell people the truth. We're not here to tell you these things because we hate you, because we don't love you, because we don't want you to have enjoyable time. But we're here to encourage you to do what is right and what is pleasing to God, what is acceptable to God. Now, what is acceptable to me? The Bible says, "When our ways pleases the Lord, even we and our enemies will be at peace in the gate." So we don't want to please men, but we want to please God in what we're doing. Right? Believers will be held accountable for the things they have done. Right? And will be rewarded by God in heaven based on the action. On the action, as believers, the sign God gave to confirm this truth was the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Right. Myself and Stephen had a little talk about that. But let me say to you, just give me a minute. Let me read this scripture. And there's many more scriptures, right? We're not in a Bible study. But if you want more information, I have trusted information that I can give you about this. And it's loads of scripture supporting this, right? Even though you think you're a Christian, that you will not stand before God, you will stand before God. Listen to what the scripture says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10. If you want to find it. Right? I'm going to wait a bit. And this is what it says: "For For we must all appear before the judgment seat of God, of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. So we all will appear before the judgment seat of God, and we will give account for what we've done in the body. But when we are judged, because Christ will be our judge, we will not be condemned. But whatever wrong we've done, we still have to give account for it. We will not be condemned with the sinners. Right? God will deal with that. So, if you want more information on that and all that work, I can give it to you. But we don't have time to go through all of that right now. But if you're interested, if you're so interested, you come and see me after. Right? And I'll give you the information. Right, moving on from there. Right? The way to obtain forgiveness and eternal life is by believing in Jesus and turning from your sins. The way to obtain forgiveness and eternal life is by believing in Jesus and turning from your sin. Believing in Jesus is what makes all of the benefits of the resurrection yours. Faith is what unites us to Christ and allows us to be saved from our sin. Choosing to continue in unbelief is choosing to remain under God's wrath. Don't miss out on the amazing grace that God offers us through Christ's resurrection. Choosing to continue in unbelief is choosing to remain under God's wrath. Don't miss out, brothers, sisters. Don't miss out on that amazing grace that God offers us through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Believe in him today, brothers. Believe in Jesus, and thou shalt be saved. John chapter 11 and verse 25 to 26 says, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. Hallelujah. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe? Do you believe? Amen. Amen. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Don't choose not to believe on him. He's alive. He's here today. He woke you up this morning and he bring you here to hear this message. Jesus rose from the dead. And we also one day will raise from the dead because Jesus is alive. Brothers and sisters, Jesus loves us. Jesus went to prepare a place for us. And Jesus is coming back for a people who are ready, who are prepared to meet him. Are you ready to meet Jesus if you come today? You sure? Are you ready? Because he's coming back. He didn't give us a day when he will come. And I can't tell you whether he'll come tomorrow, he'll come today, or he'll come next week or next month. But I know the scriptures say he's coming back. And he's coming back for people who are ready, who are prepared to meet him. My question to you, to myself, are we ready to meet him? Are we prepared to meet Jesus? Because he's coming back. And he's not coming back as a savior, but he's coming back to judge the world. And he's coming back to receive those who are ready to meet him. But my aim today is to make sure that we are ready. We don't miss out on him. Jesus don't want anybody to perish. This is his word. It's not his will that any should perish, but all may have eternal life. And I do hope today, everyone in here will want to have eternal life with Jesus Christ. And if you're not sure, if you're in between, I could say to you, there's no in between. It's either God or the devil. But I'll say to you, choose God, because he's life. And he wants you to be with him. You don't want to live forever with Jesus. We are going to live forever, but it's where we're going to live. But I want to be with Jesus. I don't want to be anywhere else. I don't know about you, but I will encourage you to be with Jesus. That's the best place, and it's the best thing. And it's the best decision you would ever make in your life. You wouldn't regret it. So if anybody in here today who don't know Jesus, and or anybody in here whose life is not right with Jesus, this is the place to make it right. Now is the time to make it right. Don't put it off. Today is the day of salvation. Make it right with Jesus. Don't leave here and say, well, I'll have to go and clean myself up. No. Make it right now. Don't tell yourself, I have plenty time. I have plenty time. I'm young. I'm only young. But they have a saying, the ripe apples drop from the tree, or the limes, the green ones, the baby ones, they all drop from the tree. Meaning, baby dies, old people die, teenagers die, you know, everybody die. And we don't know when. We don't know how. You hear Jesus Christ coming back. So, you know, I'm going to live my life, but when he come back, I'll make it right. No, we don't know the time. We don't know the hour. The hour is now, not tomorrow. Don't put it out, because tomorrow, really and truly, tomorrow isn't promised to none of us. People are healthy. People are strong. And then suddenly, you know what? You know, so-and-so died. But I saw the person yesterday. I spoke to that person yesterday. They were well. Everything was fine. I'm just painting this picture so that you can get it. I just want to rub it in. You can understand it. We love you. Jesus loves you. And there's nothing better than serving Jesus, giving your life to Jesus. Everything to Jesus. Not part of it. Your whole life. Jesus required. I listened to one preacher and he said, what in hell you really want? What in hell you working for? Misery? Everything is in Jesus. Life is in Jesus. Jesus come that you may have life and have it to the fullness. You don't want the fullness of life? Well then, accept Jesus into your heart. Live for Jesus. He's all that you need. And all that you will ever need. You don't think you need anything else other than Jesus. So, believe in Jesus today. Because he is the Savior for the world. For you and for me. Believe in Jesus and thou shalt be saved. So if anybody need prayer, anybody want to know, or anybody want to accept Jesus, we're here to pray for you. Stephen is there, Peter's there, Christiana is there, and people here to pray for you. Lisa's there. We all can pray for you and pray with you and help you and show you the way to Christ. We love you. Listen, don't look at your neighbor and think what your neighbor is going to think about you. We need what matters is what Jesus thinks about you today. It's not what I think about you. It's what Jesus thinks about you today. Because Jesus is alive. And he loves you. So, I lay it before you. The decision is yours. Like Cilla Black said, the decision is yours. Right? I've done my part. The decision is yours. Don't be ashamed or afraid. Accept Jesus today. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you and I praise you today for your word. I thank you for what you have done and what you're about to do right now. I commit each and every one of us into your hands. I thank you for your word. You say, your word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. And I thank you for your word. I pray, Lord, that you speak to each and every one of us heart today. Help us, Lord, to submit to your authority. Help us to surrender our lives to you, Lord Jesus. And come into our heart and come into our lives and change us. Make us that new creation who you want us to be. Lord, I pray today, if anyone here who don't know you, that they will come to know you as the Lord and personal and dwelling Savior and Master. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will draw these souls, draw these hearts to you. Help them to come and to have a relationship with you. Help them to accept the ransom you have paid on the cross of Calvary for all sins. Deliver them from sin's dominion. Have mercy upon their soul. And help them to accept you into their heart as Lord and Savior and Master. Lord, I surrender them to you. And I thank you for today. I pray that you will bless each and every one of us. Thank you for your word. Thank you for using me. And I give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. I'll turn you over to Stephen now. God bless you. Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much, Savant. I was so excited by that. So, Jesus rose from the dead. Fact.
Amen.
Fact. It's, don't argue about it. It's fact. Yeah, you're going to get a new body. I'm under 40, but I'm designing a new body already. Yeah, there's going to be resurrection from that. Jesus rose from the defeated death. You're not going to escape death. It's coming. But Jesus put it to death. Yeah? And we are going to be judged. I'm going to stand before Jesus on judgment day, and all the things that I ever did in my life are going to be recounted to me. And I'm going to introduce to all the people that I ever hurt. And that punishment is going to be dealt with by Jesus. Is that God's grace? That's exciting. Let's celebrate Jesus.